I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Much of northwest Georgia, including parts of the metro Atlanta area, are expecting winter weather tonight. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
The winter weather advisory begins at 5 p.m. this afternoon and runs until 7 a.m. Wednesday. Meteorologist Stephen Nelson with the Peachtree Weather Station says some accumulation is expected.
Light snow appears likely. We may see amounts up to an inch by the time it's done tonight. With temperatures this cold, we could see some travel problems, so we're urging people to pay attention to the latest forecast.
A wind chill advisory is also going into effect tonight, which could make it feel as low as 0 degrees outside. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Ahead of this evening's winter weather, some school districts have said they will close early. A complete list of closings is available on various websites. Atlanta's former top purchasing official, Adam Smith, has been sentenced to 27 months in prison for his part in the city's bribery scandal. Smith admitted in November to taking at least $44,000 in bribes from a city vendor in exchange for helping the vendor win contracts. Smith's sentence was reduced by 40% because he helped the U.S. Attorney's Office by secretly recording conversations with other individuals under scrutiny in the case. The scandal played a major role in the recent mayoral election. Keisha Lance Bottoms pledged to reform city purchasing during the campaign. In Washington, Georgia Senator Johnny Isaacson is introducing bipartisan legislation to improve health care for Peace Corps volunteers. According to GlobalAtlanta.com, the proposed legislation would ensure that the Peace Corps hires personnel capable of administering health care services and gives the director the authority to review and evaluate the performance of all current medical staff. It would also extend health care coverage for service-related injuries through 3 months after volunteers returned from service. The bill is called the Nick Castle Peace Corps Reform Act of 2018, named for a 23-year-old volunteer who died while serving in China. Well, Girl Scouts from across Georgia are planning to descend on the Capitol early next month to treat legislators to a milk and cookies reception and to push for the renaming of Savannah's Eugene Talmadge Bridge in honor of Juliet Gordon Lowe, who founded the Girl Scouts in Savannah more than a century ago. Savannah's city council is asking the legislature to strip the name of the segregationist former governor from the bridge during the current legislative session. According to Fox 5 Atlanta, the Girl Scouts national headquarters in New York has hired a lobbyist to help push the issue with Georgia legislators in Atlanta ahead of the Girl Scouts scheduled February 6th visit. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.